Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Stay with us this next hour as we worship Jesus Christ as the resurrection. Our Heavenly Father, Father, thank you for the privilege to call you Abba, Father. It is the adoption of us into your family as your children, completed by your Son's death, that truly defines amazing grace. As we accept the free gift of your salvation, we become joint heirs with Christ. God, please bless our time together today as we set our hearts on your Son, Jesus Christ, the resurrection. And it's in His name that we ask these things. Amen. Dear listening friend, please walk with me now as we continue our time together at the foot of the cross. Behold the man. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where the body was laying, and now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead."
Come.
Thank you again for listening to this Call to Worship program. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You will find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your contribution there, listen to our programs, and find details regarding the music you hear on this program. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here's a New Testament resurrection event for us to consider from John chapter 11. When Jesus was in Judea with Martha, after Lazarus was dead and had been buried, he told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I've always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." Then she returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, "The teacher is here and wants to see you." So Mary immediately went to him. Jesus had stayed outside the village at the place where Martha met him. When the people who were at the house consoling Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep. So they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you only had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked them. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, "See how much he loved him?" But some said, "This man healed a blind man. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all those people standing here so that they will believe you sent me." Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, "Unwrap him and let him go." This is a historical record of the fact that Jesus is resurrection. And in 1 Corinthians 15, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you also have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." And folks, because he was raised from the dead, we live. 1 Peter chapter 1, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change or decay." Well, Peter proclaims that our salvation is through the resurrected Christ in Acts 4. "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which the set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And from Galatians 4, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son to buy freedom for us so that he could adopt us as his very own children." And the words of John 3:17 that many of us know so well. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is why we celebrate. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the soul
cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Weary, worn, and sad.
He took my sins away.
Yes, he did.
He took my sins away.
And now his love has made my heart so glad.
He took my sins away.
He took my sins away. He took my sins away. Keeps me singing every day.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad he took my sins away. My sins away. If you will come to Jesus Christ today,
he'll take your sins away. He'll take your sins away
and keep you happy in his love each day.
He'll take your sins away.
He took my sins away. He took my sins away. Keeps me singing every day.
My sins away.
This is a call to worship as we celebrate the fact that Jesus is the resurrection.
Long, long ago, in a faraway place, rough, rugged timbers were raised to the sky. There hung a man, suspended in space, and though he was blameless, they left him to die. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Guilt and despair turn bitter hating to sweet peace and love. Even the men that put him up there were offered forgiveness and life from above. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. Thank God I'm free. I am free. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I'll exchange
I'm Gary Roby, and I thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship as we are celebrating the resurrection. Folks, thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial support of this radio ministry. You can write to me at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit our Facebook page and our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible contribution on our website. You can also listen to the programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard today on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now let me remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried, And he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scriptures said. And from 1 Timothy, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
Something happened, and something so beautiful of my life.